Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're taking a deep dive into The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. Often referred to as the Bible of Capitalism, this groundbreaking masterpiece has left an indelible mark on the world of economics and politics for over two centuries. The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith is a groundbreaking and enduring masterpiece that has profoundly influenced the world of economics and politics since its publication in 1776. Often referred to as the Bible of Capitalism, this book has had a lasting impact on readers, economists, and policymakers for over two centuries. Smith's magnum opus is a comprehensive exploration of economic principles and the foundation of modern economics. He delves into the nature of wealth creation, the division of labor, and the role of self-interest in driving economic progress. The book is a rich tapestry of ideas, and its impact can be appreciated on multiple levels. One of the most striking aspects of The Wealth of Nations is its enduring relevance. Despite being written over 200 years ago, the concepts and principles elucidated by Smith remain highly applicable to contemporary economic issues. Smith's discussions on the invisible hand, market forces, and the benefits of free trade are still central to economic discourse today. Readers can draw direct parallels between Smith's observations and the global economy of the 21st century, underscoring the timelessness of his ideas. Smith's emphasis on the division of labor and specialization is another aspect of the book that has left an indelible mark on modern economics. His explanation of how a complex economy can emerge from the specialization of individual laborers is a foundational concept that underpins the study of economics. It has not only shaped our understanding of economic development but has also contributed to the design of modern industrial and manufacturing processes. Furthermore, The Wealth of Nations has had a profound impact on policy and political thought. Smith's advocacy for limited government intervention in the economy and his belief in the power of free markets have influenced the development of capitalism and liberal economic policies. His ideas laid the groundwork for laissez-faire capitalism, which has shaped the economic policies of numerous countries and contributed to the rise of market-oriented societies. The book is not merely a dry treatise on economics, it is also a philosophical exploration of human nature and society. Smith's observations on self-interest and altruism continue to resonate with readers, prompting introspection about the motives that drive individuals and societies. He skillfully navigates the complex relationship between self-interest and the common good, ultimately arguing that when individuals pursue their self-interest in a competitive market, it often results in the betterment of society as a whole. While The Wealth of Nations is undoubtedly a monumental work, it is not without its criticisms. Some argue that Smith's ideas oversimplify the complexities of modern economies and fail to address issues of inequality and environmental sustainability. However, these critiques do not diminish the book's significance, rather, they serve as starting points for further discussion and refinement of economic theory. Let's embark on a detailed exploration of the summary of each chapter. Book I, of the causes of improvement in the productive powers of labor. In this section, Smith discusses the division of labor as a crucial factor in improving productivity. He explains how specialization leads to increased efficiency and, consequently, higher levels of production and wealth. Smith also introduces the concept of the invisible hand, suggesting that individuals pursuing their self-interest unintentionally contribute to the common good. Book 2, of the nature, accumulation, and employment of stock. Smith delves into the role of capital and savings in economic growth. He discusses how savings can be invested in productive ventures, leading to the accumulation of wealth. Smith also emphasizes the importance of investing in industries that contribute to a nation's overall prosperity. Book 3, of the different progress of opulence in different nations. In this part, Smith examines factors influencing the economic development of nations, including natural resources, population growth, and the level of competition. He also discusses the impact of government policies and taxation on wealth creation. Book 4, of Systems of Political Economy. Smith critiques various economic systems, including mercantilism, and advocates for free trade and limited government intervention in the economy. He argues that individuals and businesses should be allowed to pursue their self-interest within a competitive marketplace, as this leads to the most efficient allocation of resources. Book V, of the Revenue of the Sovereign or Commonwealth. This section focuses on government finances. Smith discusses taxation, public expenditures, and the appropriate role of government in providing public goods. He argues that taxes should be fair and proportionate and that government spending should be directed toward essential services and infrastructure. Readers can reflect on several profound and enduring insights from The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith, some of which are: The Power of the Market. Smith's book underscores the remarkable ability of free markets to allocate resources efficiently. Readers can reflect on how competitive markets, driven by self-interest and competition, can lead to the production of goods and services that meet the needs and desires of society. Division of labor. Smith's discussion of the division of labor highlights how specialization can significantly boost productivity. Readers can consider how this concept still applies to modern industries and the importance of having skilled, specialized workers in various fields. The invisible hand. Smith's notion of the invisible hand is a central theme in the book. It encourages readers to contemplate how individual actions, motivated by self-interest, can unintentionally contribute to the greater good and the overall prosperity of society. Government intervention. Smith's arguments against excessive government intervention in the economy provoke reflection on the role of government. Readers can ponder the balance between necessary regulation to protect consumers and the dangers of stifling economic growth through excessive bureaucracy. Wealth and human well-being. The book encourages reflection on the relationship between wealth and human well-being. Smith argues that wealth creation can lead to improved living standards for all members of society, but readers may want to consider how this relates to contemporary discussions about income inequality and poverty. Global trade. Smith's advocacy for free trade and the benefits of international commerce prompts reflection on the interconnectedness of today's global economy. Readers can contemplate how trade policies and globalization impact their own lives and communities. Ethics and economics. Smith also addresses ethics in economic matters. Readers can reflect on his exploration of self-interest versus altruism and how individuals and societies can strike a balance between pursuing their own interests and contributing to the common good. Economic policy. The Wealth of Nations contains insights into economic policy, taxation, and public expenditure. Readers can think about the implications of these ideas for contemporary debates on taxation, government spending, and fiscal policy. Long-term impact. The enduring influence of the book itself is a subject for reflection. Despite being published in the 18th century, it continues to shape economic thought and policy. Readers can ponder why certain ideas persist over centuries and how they apply to contemporary challenges. In essence, The Wealth of Nations offers readers a rich tapestry of economic, philosophical, and political ideas to contemplate. It prompts reflection not only on the foundational principles of economics but also on their relevance to the complexities of the modern world. The book encourages readers to think critically about economic systems, human behavior, and the role of government in society, making it a timeless and thought-provoking work. As we wrap up our exploration of The Wealth of Nations, we strongly encourage you to engage with this enduring masterpiece and reflect on its enduring relevance.